mean, they obviously get a little bit of work. They're not getting, you know, a ton of reps, obviously. You know, we were down to our third snapper there towards the end of the game, obviously, and just getting work done on the sideline, just trying to get it done. It's rare that you get even your third guy that much time, to even in practice, you know. So I think it was a credit to Trey stepping up, and Donnie obviously did a great job getting the ball down and the kick to at least go ahead in the game.
Doug, what did you think of the hit on Barron?
Well, I mean, they obviously got the call right. You know, I mean, I thought it was definitely a you know, defenseless player, hit to the head, all that. So the call was definitely the right call.
There was a lot of talk about effort after last week's game. Did you feel like you got honest effort this week?
That's the max effort. This team responded. This team did an outstanding job today. We fought all the way to the end. There at one point, I thought we were actually going to fight after that. But this is a resilient group, and you know, I'm just honored to be leading those guys.
Does that make it even harder though to accept the loss? You got everything you could, but
we fought all the way to the end. It, you know, any loss in this league is tough, and the way the guys hung together and battled right to the end, it makes it tough.
You didn't use three wides very often, especially down the stretch the last three possessions. Is that more an indication of lack of depth there, or your preference for the two tight ends in this situation?
Well, some of it is a little bit of lack of depth, and some of it is just the youth there, game experience, and I know that Carson feels he's got a lot of time invested with both Trey and Zach, so a lot of times you end up doing what's best for the team and what the quarterback feels comfortable doing.
Zach was in the sort of in the crosshairs as far as the effort conversation was concerned last week. You got the ball to him quite a bit really early. Was that by design because you knew what he had maybe gone through over the week? And how do you think he responded personally?
Yeah, it wasn't anything about last week. It was just he's one of our playmakers and try to get the ball in his hands as much as we can. And early in the game is obviously better than later. And he really stepped up and really did a nice job this week. He was had a great week of practice and did a good job this week.
Do you think that affected him in any way? Do you think it made
last week?
Do you think last week in the week of criticism affected him any way?
I'm sure it probably affected him personally, you know, and he wanted to sort of redeem and get back out on the field and do what he can do. And obviously, I thought he did a nice job.
With the injuries on the offensive line, obviously Carson was getting pressured and hit. How do you think he battled through everything and coming back from that interception?
I think that we were down to our fourth right tackle at the end of the game with Matt, and I thought Carson did probably his best game of the year, quite honestly. Just the way he hung in there and battled the adversity with the changes up front and the guys worked hard for him too. You know, I mean, it was a great effort. We were down to our one running back and. Thought Ryan hung in there and did a good job as well. So, you know, but Carson overall really did a nice job today.
How much does it affect what you want to do, especially when you don't have Darren with blitz pickups and different things and the pressure that's coming, getting the ball out?
Yeah, it's tough sometimes, you know. But at the same time, I think the backs do a good job on all the blitz pickup stuff and sometimes too we decide to just release everybody into a route, making them defend sometimes too. But I thought he did a good job. I mean, you know, some of the blitz stuff that came, he did a good job there, and something they obviously work on each week.
It's twice now for Brandon Brooks. What's going on there with him?
Again, it was a game day illness. Something we have to just follow up with.
Carson, what was his mentality like this week, going through film and preparing for this game? And did he show you anything? I mean, with how sharp he was today, coming off probably what was his worst game of the year?
Yeah, I mean, he obviously is a very very prideful guy, and takes losing extremely hard, and he learned from last week, as did the team, and I think he had a, you know, he put together a good week of practice. He was well prepared, just like he always does, and came out and proved today that this is the, this is why we drafted him, you know, and this is why we drafted him high to be our guy, and he really stood in there, and did a nice job today.
I don't know if it's the right word, but most satisfied you've been with your team after a loss. I mean, it's, even though it's hard to lose, it seems like you're accepting of it because of what you saw from them.
I just think that, you know, I told the guys at the end of the game here, you know, don't hang your head. You know, this is a great group. These guys hung together. They battled today. It's all the way down to the end, really the last play of the game. And you know, it's great to you know, be the head coach and to lead these guys and to see how far they've come and you know, through all the adversity throughout the season, that they still hang together. You know, and as I mentioned during the week. And you saw it today. I mean, there's no quitting these guys. There's no fight is there, and that's a good thing to see.
It's always about little things, you know, along the line of what Bob just said. It seemed like you had a huge stack of those little things working against you, whether it's a low snap, penalty, and around that. Did you feel that way? At any point, did you feel like this has got to end this summer?
Yeah, those are the things that we talk about during the week, and again, mentioned to the team at the end here in the locker room that those, if you can just figure out a way, and we figure out a way to eliminate those types of things, you know, good things and great things are going to happen to your team. And sometimes it's frustrating, you know, but at the same time, we got to do the best we can to overcome it and to learn from them.
Does it also drive home the point, though, that you need more help? That you're a little short in the talent department?
Well, I mean, that's something, you know, we're going to coach the guys that we have, and we're excited to do that, obviously, and they work extremely hard. We'll worry about those things in the off season when we evaluate and get ready for next year.